This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I think I have finally figured out why everybody hates national broadcasts. And there's a few reasons why when baseball fans hate these national broadcasts. One, it's not your own guys. You see your own guys. It's the longest season. It's 162 games. You love your guys. But the other reason is that these networks like ESPN and TBS are trying to make a game more interesting for people who don't need it to be. So baseball has become such a regional sport that the people that are watching these games generally are really interested in the outcome, and they're not just your casual fan, sports fan that puts it on that needs some extra dressing to be interested in the game. Whereas you have these networks that are saying, hey, you know, our ratings for baseball have been down. What can we do? Maybe we'll get more interactive. Maybe we'll interview this guy during the game. Maybe we'll do this. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll put the win probability up for all the gamblers. And it doesn't matter. Like, that stuff's not going to attract new viewers or keep people there.
But what it will do, piss off regular viewers
exactly.
Who want to watch the game and don't want to be interrupted by some stupid production person coming up with an idea that makes no sense
exactly.
Whatsoever.
Exactly. So you have to understand, your audience is your audience. You're not going to get any new people in. You're not going to get someone who's just going to check out the baseball game and maybe hang around because they did a cool interview in between innings. No. What you're getting are you're getting people who are fans of those two teams, or maybe they hate one of those two teams and they're rooting against them, or people that are gambling on the game. Nobody, and I mean nobody, is interested in an in-game interview with one of these guys. I couldn't tell you a single time anybody, and I talk sports all day long, sometimes more than I want to, anybody has ever said, man, that was so cool what happened in that in-game interview. No, we're talking about the game. It's a playoff game. That's all you need.
Like, yeah, if you do it during the All-Star game, it's a different story. Guy's out in right field.
And the game doesn't matter. It's an exhibition.
He goes and makes a play while you're talking to him. You know, that's kind of a cool thing during a exhibition game. But this thing that happened on ESPN last night in the ninth inning, I didn't know whether or not to tweet that I was disgusted or not. I was assuming that everybody else was probably annoyed as I was.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. You don't need anything else. Like, you just don't. The game, especially when you're talking about, you know, a one-run game for most of the game, and then the Brewers are up two and a big bottom of the, you don't need anything else.
Talk to that guy after the game is over.
Right, which is going...
He's the hero of the game. Talk to him after the game is effing over, not in the middle of the ninth inning.
Exactly.
What, I mean, like, why these... I've been in TV for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and I've done games. I've been around people. I know, you know, you try to do the bells and whistles thing. You like to have a lot of video, a lot of replay. You got to have the line on the field. There's a million things that are going on from a TV perspective, and TV executives think that that is what makes the game interesting. It's one thing if you're interviewing a guy and, I don't know, let's say he just scored a touchdown and put a team up 35-7 with 3 minutes to go in the game. You want to interview a guy at the sideline if you can get him? Good, I don't care. But in the middle of a one-run baseball game, and you are in the ninth inning.
Yeah, it was a two-run at that point.
But you're in a ninth inning mm-hmm. of a playoff game.
Yeah. You really think you need extra?
You got to do this. It looked idiotic. It felt idiotic. And I'm just telling ESPN, TNT, stop it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. It doesn't do anything for the game. The game is what we're watching for.
Especially in a baseball postseason where every pitch, every at-bat means something. I mean, through the course of a long regular season, you want to do something to make sure that you're not as bored. You want to throw Steve Gelbs out there and eat a bratwurst, like whatever. Fine. Don't care. It's 162 games. But when you're a national broadcast during a playoff game, you don't need anything else. Now, this is what I need. If somebody gets hurt, I'd like an update on that. That's it. That's all I need. You know, if someone gets hurt, I want to know how bad it is. If someone's not available in the bullpen, let me know about that.
There's a feeling that when you do games, especially baseball games, but baseball games have been sped up. They aren't nearly as slow as they used to be.
Yeah.
Which really kind of holds back the Bob Costas storytelling. Thank God. You know what I'm saying? Because I just want to watch the game and I just want to get involved in the game and I don't want to be distracted by something like an interview in the middle of an inning. You know, I'll hang around for a post-game interview, of course. I don't mind any of that. You know, like, you know how SVP does that? Like, he'll do post-game interviews during the NBA.
Sure.
And I love that. That's fine. I'll hang around for that. But in the middle of a goddamn game, you're giving me an interview. I know they did it also the other day, you know, with the Milwaukee Brewer player. What the hell? He's hurt.
Christian Yelich.
Yeah, Christian Yelich. You know, he's not playing, so he's going to be interviewed during the game. And I'm like, I don't really care.
Yeah, I mean, but this is how it happens, and you've been in a million TV meetings, I'm sure. It's like, all right, you know, our numbers keep going down for these baseball games, and it's not in a good place. You know, what do you think we can do to spice the broadcast up?
It doesn't do it.
Nothing.
Has no impact on the ratings whatsoever.
Nothing.
What will have an impact on the ratings are good games and games that don't, you know, you're not hanging around 4 hours to watch.
Yeah, with large fan bases.
Yes.
Good games with teams that have large fan bases. And the Mets are one of those teams. And all you've done is, there wasn't a single Mets fan that was watching that game that wanted a part of that interview.
And by the way, there's a reason why RSNs are going by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares.
Right. Yep. True.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.